Something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We're chatting to Liz Raymond from the Alternative Healing Centre in Walkinstown. Now, we're just talking about Reiki there and what it actually does. Acupuncture is another alternative therapy that you do there.
Absolutely. To explain what acupuncture is, it's treating the behaviours of the body when they're out of balance. So Western science would, basically you go to the doctor once something has manifested as a physical disease such as infection or skin rashes. So at the time, they'll give you something to treat it, whereas with acupuncture, you basically go to the root of how it happened in the first place, how it started. We're looking at balancing all of the body systems in a different way directly. So it can help improve everything from digestion to hormones. It's quite well associated with fertility, stroke, anything really. I got into it initially because of migraine and then fertility. So it's prevention rather than cure. And to me, looking after yourself mentally and physically, it should be built in like the gym.
Now, are we talking big needles?
No, they're not like a needle you'd get in a doctor's surgery. They're about the width of a hair. Most of them you won't feel, some you do. And it tends to tell you, because they're diagnostic, the ones you feel tend to be the ones you need the most. Some you can feel, but most you don't. I tend to sort of give people one or two to try, and most of the time they go, no, that's not like I thought, it's grand. The outcome is definitely worth it, but yeah.
So do you feel kind of lighter coming out, or what's the feeling that you're meant to get when you're leaving?
You feel de-stressed. Guaranteed you feel somewhat relaxed. Pain management, it's excellent for relieving nearly instantaneously any form of pain. And that can be depression as well, or grief. So you'll feel like, you feel hopeful coming out, you feel a little bit more energised. Sometimes you feel more relaxed or a little bit sleepy because probably haven't been sleeping for a few days and, you know, your body's now repairing. So you feel good.
And do you draw blood at all when doing acupuncture?
Sometimes it can happen that you see blood. We usually get excited because it means that you've removed an excess that shouldn't have been in the body, whether it's the wrong form of inflammation or whether it's a build-up of an area that's blocked, which we call stagnation. But not a lot of the time. But yeah, you can, because you're putting a needle through the skin, so it'll break the skin. Mm. But it's nothing to be concerned with. We get quite excited. Not that I'm trying to say we sound like vampires or anything, but it's always a good sign.
Oh, does that hurt?
If some of them hurt, they do, and most of them don't. But the outcome's worth it, Trina. I get it done. I don't sometimes find it overly pleasant, but I always feel so good. It is worth it. But it's only the odd one, genuinely. Yeah. Not saying it just to make it look better. But yeah. Definitely the outcome is worth it.
And roughly how long would it take to feel a difference?
Well, genuinely, like any holistic therapy, even physio, if the body's taken a while to get into the imbalanced state or the pain or the stress, it takes 4 to 6 sessions realistically to get the body back to a form of optimum health. And then it's recommended to maintain it if you can once a month. And it's like the gym. You build it up the first couple of weeks when you're not used to it, you're walking like John Wayne, but then you feel the benefits between energy and well-being and better sleep. It's the exact same.
Okay, Liz, so you're there in Walkinstown in Dublin, if anyone wants to get in touch.
Yes, absolutely. Monday to Friday for therapies, and then we tend to do workshops, educational workshop weekends. alternativehealingcentre.ie.
It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.